There has been no let-up in protests in Indian-controlled Kashmir against the execution of top Shia cleric Sheikh Bakr al-Nimr by Saudi authorities. Thousands of protesters poured into the streets across the Himalayan Valley to denounce the Gulf Kingdom over the execution of the prominent cleric. The protesters said that Saudi regime is acting at the behest of imperialist powers to create further divisions in the Muslim world and also instigate sectarian violence to further its agenda.
Ayatollah Nimr's fault was that he was demanding the religious rights of minorities in Saudi Arabia. By executing the cleric, Saudi rulers have shown their inhumane face. This will have serious consequences for the kingdom.
Speakers belonging to different Islamic schools of thought termed the execution of Nimr as a flagrant violation of human rights and a mockery of justice and civil liberty. They said the Saudi regime's top priority is to safeguard its regime, and that the execution of Sheikh Nimr proves that the kingdom cannot tolerate any dissent.
It's not only about Shias. Anyone who raises his voice against Al Saud or demands his legitimate right will face the same fate. Saudi rulers are namesake Muslims. They are in reality the enemies of Islam. They never say a word against Israel. Instead, they're bombarding innocent Muslims in Yemen.
The protesters denounced the international silence over the killing and demanded the UN to stop atrocities faced by Shias in different parts of the world, including Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Nigeria. Raising Islamic slogans, the angry protesters tried to march towards regional city center, Lal Chowk. However, police swung into action and resorted to cane charge and tear gas shelling to disperse the protesters. Dozens of protesters were also arrested. The cold-blooded execution of Sheikh Bakr al-Nimr has triggered massive protests here in Kashmir, with angry protesters denouncing the Saudi regime and urging the international community to take action on grave human rights abuses in the kingdom. Sayyid Ali Safi reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.